Big story of the day, Carmichael Hunt, $2,500 and no conviction. Before we get your opinion, gentlemen, let's have a listen to him and his lawyer. In fact, before that, can we get your opinion, Gordon Tallis?
Well, you know, so what, he pleaded guilty?
Yeah.
So, and he said he did the wrong thing, and Angelo Varnados, his solicitor, just said, the first thing Carmichael Hunt said to me was, this is me, I'm taking ownership of this, I'm taking responsibility for what I did. So it was nice to see someone take some responsibility for their actions, whether it was right or wrong. It was wrong what he did, but he stood up, he took it on the chin, and he'll take whatever comes his way. And I don't know what he was charged. I wasn't sitting in the courtroom, but, you know, obviously you can't go against the judicial system.
Let's have a listen. Now we've got Carmichael ready to go.
No, I'm just going to say something really short and sharp. Obviously, relieved with the outcome today. It's been a difficult couple of weeks for myself and my family. I'm just looking forward to putting this part of, I guess, the process behind us and moving on. You know, if you've got any questions for my lawyer or solicitor, please ask them. I'm not too too up to date on the law thing, so
yeah, you took ownership. Thank you. Of this,
when do you want to buy a car, Michael?
We've got a press conference tomorrow, so I'll answer questions then. Thank you.
Is that about the best result you could have hoped for?
Oh, it's got to be close. Certainly, I speak for myself too. I was certainly relieved on his behalf because he's, for those of you that know him, he's a good guy, and he's taken ownership of this issue.
So there were that was his lawyer there, Carmichael Hunt. There were protesters outside the courtroom apparently saying, well, you know, why do athletes get off? And, you know, if it was a normal person, it would be a much harsher penalty.
Hold on. The normal person wouldn't be on the front page for 7 days. The normal person wouldn't be leading the news. Okay, so 17 to 34-year-old males or females, you know, like if you read all the papers, what I do, you know, there's like a lot of drug abuse.
Gordon,
you know, like,
he's been fined less than what he actually spent on the drugs. But he spent $3,700
on the
drugs.
So now you're going against a judge.
I'm saying
people and I think celebrities are judged harder.
Oh, yeah, they've got it hard. Sports people and celebrities have got it tough, Gordy, because they're on the front page of the paper.
So now the stigma with his family and his kids for the rest of his life, I'm sitting with a guy now that's got two 16-year-old kids that get teased every day for what he did 10 years ago. So, yes, you do get judged harder. And every time you do something wrong, right, you are in the public eye and you do get judged harder.
Here's something I think we can actually discuss.
And a fine for Carmichael Hunt is nothing. But walking down the street now, knowing for the rest of your life and his kids being teased, will hurt him for the rest of his life.
Let me
so they do, but
up.
Old average Joe Blow doesn't have that.
Fine, let me bring this point up, because we can talk about the judges' sentencing and we don't know the court system, but what we do know is that the QRU, with the Queensland Rugby Union, only gave him, I say only because I think people would look at it and think, geez, that's a bit light, gave him a six-week suspension and a $30,000 fine. So he's back in round eight.
I'm not 100% sure, Dan, but I think all these charges that come up was after his son's contract had ended.
Yes.
And before he signed the Reds contract.
Yes.
That's right. So basically he wasn't at any organisation. He wasn't linked to any code at the time. Obviously he might have been negotiating. So he was
but
just
he's been charged
players.
With a drug offence as a rugby player. And what I mean is it's rugby's responsibility, even though rugby's done nothing wrong here.
So the AFL are clean?
I'm not saying they're clean. I'm saying they're not. They can't inflict a punishment on Carmichael Hunt. That's what I'm saying to you. There's nothing the AFL can do. I mean, they can't believe their luck that this has happened after Carmichael has left.
Yeah. Oh, mate, look, it's a touchy subject. I don't, you know, I just, Carmichael had a lot to do with him when he was a really young kid. He was a fantastic guy. He made a huge mistake, a dumb mistake. I'm just sort of watching him. I think he's embarrassed, you know, but he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life.
I know Wendell have brought up some bad feelings for you. Gordy brought up, you know, 10 years ago. This sort of brought up what you went through a decade ago.
I think it was a bit different to me because, you know, I'd actually tested positive and I was carrying like a bit of a, you know, a bit of a knob back then, and I had a couple of warnings from the AAU about going out, getting on the drink, and then that was probably at the end of the line, so to speak. And, for me, it's just, you know, those 2 years were tough, and, you know, you're never going to forget it. And Gordy was talking about my two young blokes, one plays for Manly, one's at the Steelers. So the ASADA stuff every year at the start of the year, my name gets brought up every year. My boys are both pretty talented young footballers, but for me, I still live it, but that's my mistake. And for me, I know Carmichael's got two young kids and he's got one, his missus is about to drop, you know, Emma. So for me, I come from the other side of it's a ripple effect, not like, oh, you know, mate, what about they? You know, got off a bit lightly. If I'm Carmichael, I'm pretty happy with that because he's playing football in about
6 weeks.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that he got off lightly. I think that you know, like that, the embarrassment of being on the front page of the paper
could have been worse. Though.
100%
every day. Oh yeah, but manage, mate, like he would have paid.
Yeah.
I reckon 500,000 not to be on the papers.
That's fine, but if the AAU wanted to wipe him, they had a chance to
100%
wipe him.
Yeah. 100% and, they could have.
Yeah.
So he should be thankful, obviously, to the lawyer, but also the judge. But also, from now, look, Carmichael's record's been pretty clean. Like, he's, every time he's gone to whether it's AFL, France, he's been a really good ambassador.
So you talk about his leadership.
Yeah.
And then I remember it was in the stadium. He was 17 years of age. He made his debut. I threw him his first pass. Francis Malley flew out right on that 20-metre mark down there and hit him. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to get tackled. You're the young bloke, you take it up. But I thought the play was on, it wasn't. They flew in, they smashed him. He got up, flicked the ball to Brent Tate, and they took off. And he was bossing blokes like Webby and myself around, and but like with a lot of authority way back then, as a 17-year-old kid.
All right, well, he's back in 6 weeks, so that wraps up the Carmichael Hunt situation. The Gold Coast boys who are up today at court decided to, I think they might be fighting. Their cases have been adjourned until May.
I don't understand that. Like, do you understand why they would do that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they think they're innocent. I don't know. We're going to take a quick break, gentlemen, and we'll come back with a sports update. It's the Rush Hour.